Morning, everybody. Today, I want to start this meeting by saying the purpose of this meeting, right? We're supposed to start all meetings with purposes, is to give you a sense of what I'm thinking about. As the president, it's probably important for you to know what I'm thinking about, where I'm going, and I'd like you to come with a positive assessment of it, so please don't yawn. How's that? I'm trying, right? And that's what I do want to talk about today. I do want to talk about what we went through just this last week, I think it was. Anyway, whenever it was. This conversation thing that we went through as training. I want to thank you all. Start by thanking you all for coming. I know it's taking a whole day out of your busy time and busy life. Hopefully, we found some value from it and we can use it as a company to move forward. So I appreciate the willingness of all of you to come and to come and speak up. Beth said that every group was engaged and had a lot of good things to say, and she was super impressed with all of you. So thank you for stepping in and for being people who came and just learned from all of that. Probably the most awkward time of it all was late in the day when the management team came in. I think a pin got stuck in the balloon and the air all came out of the room, and I'm sorry for anything that I said that might have done things, so please forgive me if there were things that I said that just made that even more awkward than it had to be. Please thank you for all coming for that. There is a video, if any of you did not make it. Beth had a camera on herself all day, and she said to me later on, that was the most stressful thing ever, having a camera on your face, you know, having everything recorded for posterity. I'm thinking, yeah, welcome to my world. So if you need it, that's available. And for those of you who filled out a questionnaire, thank you for doing that as well. It's always good to get feedback and figure out what we can do more effectively, what we can do better, what kinds of things need to be fixed. And if you have ideas on how to apply, I know Beth gave Brittany an assignment even on how to do things, these statements better, how to do the skill set. If you have ideas of what we can do more effectively, boy, I'd be grateful to hear from you what those should be. I want to start with some, I've already started, right? I want to give some takeaways of some of the things that I gleaned from while we were there. Wayne actually approached me on bringing in Beth as this trainer for this program, and I felt like that would be a very good thing to do. So I authorized that. I said, let's make that happen. We flew her in and paid her fees because we feel like it's important to fix conversation. Whenever we have a questionnaire of what do you like about your company, what don't you like? I just don't feel like the communication is as clear as it could be. That's the one thing that comes up every single time. So if we can figure out how to crack that nut and do things and speak always in the sweet spot and all those good things that she talked about, that felt like that was very strategic and very important to do. Partially, it was very interesting to me to see how many minimizers, of which I am one of them. So when she described that Jack character, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, can I just run away? He just so was not somebody I actually even would want to work with. Again, it's just, let's not be so aggressive or whatever. But as minimizers, it's also harder for us to speak up, right? So let's be courageous and let's be bold and let's do all the things that she talked about and tried to model even for us. When I read Jack Welch, who was the, he was one of those real hard-driving CEOs book, and I read it a long time ago, so I don't even remember the name of the title of it, but it talked about in meetings that the people would come together and they'd pound on the table, this is what I think we should do. I'm thinking, I don't know if I'm ready for that, but it could be that we can gently say, what about if we tried this? So take kind of the best thinking from that and move forward in that. I mentioned often that I desire input. As I've thought about it, I thought mostly where I get the input from is from our management team. When we have an SRB, we'll sit through and talk through things and we'll say yay and nay and this is that. That does not negate what I'd like to hear from you as well. We make decisions the best based on the best information that we have. We wrestle with that. We never make a decision lightly, and I never make it on the spot. I mentioned that in one of our larger groups. I have to ruminate on things. So if you ask me something, I might have to take some time to think about it. So please do give the grace to that. Marla mentioned that she was a crockpot thinker, and I thought that's actually a really good term. It gives us a sense that we're getting the flavor in there. We're kind of letting it ruminate. We're letting it come together in a particular way and come out with a great dinner at the very end of it. So I just thought that was something you might like to know. So by the time you get it, it's never going to probably be a level 3. So if that's an elephant in the room, we're probably never going to do a level 3 decision-making process. I can just see us being in a room going, well, I think we should go on vacation to Vail. No, I think we should go to Hawaii. Oh, I think, can you imagine the tension that could arise just from the many, many different ideas of things? So if you're thinking that a company like this needs to do all of their decision making at a level 3, it's probably not going to happen. For one thing, it'd be very, very slow. I had the privilege of serving on our church's whatever it's called, a board. And at that group, we did actually try to get to consensus on every single decision because it was important as a group to agree and to say we were thinking the same kinds of things. But in a company like this, you know, we could all get together and say, well, I think homeschooling moms want this. The problem is if you go and ask a homeschooling mom what she wants, she goes, well, I don't know. I think I'm happy with what I have. So basically, you have to be reading and thinking through what is it that you actually think homeschooling moms could use. And then they get it and they go, I never knew I needed this. And don't we see that in the world of entrepreneurs? You know, they say, oh, here's a way to clean your cat litter box more effectively. And you go, I didn't know I actually needed that, right? Isn't that what we see oftentimes in the world? So level 3 is probably not going to happen. And if that's an elephant in the room, please let me dispel that. And as I said in one of our larger group meetings, most decisions that I do, I consider level 2. I will make a decision, but I am so open to let's tweak this, let's make this better, let's make this even more effective than the things that we're doing. So sorry. It'll be taped, Lisa, you can get it later. So I'm going to try to use some of the key skills that they give. So I want to state thoughts, which are on the cards that Wayne just gave you. We're going to state our thoughts, think why, and do the test. So here's an example of what we're going to do here. This is a level 2 decision. We are, as a product development team, the project that I'm going to be working on over the next undefined period of time, and I'll explain why, is we're going to be producing a Western Hemisphere program. Last year or 2 years ago, time goes by and I just don't remember when, we did an Eastern Hemisphere. Greg hired out April to write a text for us, and that was very well received by our customers. We have a number of customers that don't actually want to study 2 years of American history, which is what we offer in third and fourth grade, C and D. One of the things, if you're a Canadian, you know, you don't really want to study the Revolutionary War and the westward expansion, all those things over 2 years of, because it's not terribly relevant to you as a Canadian. But we not only have Canadians, we have New Zealanders and South Africans and Australians, and we actually have people in countries like Korea that want to study English. They don't actually want to spend 2 years on American history either. So the thinking is that we will pull, what I had originally planned to do was a 1 year program of Canada. Brittany had the very good idea. Good job, Brittany. Way to speak up and have courage. why don't we expand this and not just do a Canadian year, but do everything in the Western Hemisphere? Oh, it's a really, really good idea. Said to Wayne, I don't think I've ever read a story that ever took place in Chile. I wonder how I'm actually going to do this. Anyway, the logistics aside, it's one of those where we thought, this is actually a very, very good idea. So when April is freed up, we're going to have her work on a book that covers this part of the world for our customers that aren't necessarily Americans. I know when I was homeschooling my own kids, I did the one-year program of American History 1 year because it fit in our progression a little bit better. But for people who actually need a little more variety, this is something I think people will really, really like. It's a level 2 decision because I've decided, but I would be interested in what you might have to say. If you have book suggestions, if you have even an idea of how to study this part of the world. One of the things I am currently planning is that we'll spend 12 weeks on Canada because the majority of our overseas customers are Canadians. So we want to make sure we're taking care of them. But what do you do after that? Do you do Central America as a block? Probably, because most of those countries operate in a very similar kind of manner. Then do you highlight each of the countries? Of course, you probably want to do Brazil, but do you do Uruguay? Very small country. Do you do Bolivia? Is it ever in the news? So it's all of that type of thinking that still needs to be fleshed out. It's a big part of even how we do those kinds of things. So if you have ideas, shoot me an email. I'd love to hear from you. So the testing of that is, let's see, how do I test it? What do you think about that idea? I have a question. Do you see things differently? It will never be a huge big seller because our overseas customers are a smaller group. But of course, we always want to be caring for all of them, and this could be a way we could manage what they do. So do hold us accountable. I like that Amanda brought in a cupcake to remind us always to be speaking in the sweet spot, to be curious, to be people who aren't aggressive, to say, okay, this is a good idea. Let me think about this. Let me give back my best input. That would be a great thing to do. I wish I could read my writing a little more effectively. Wayne and I have been talking through what other elephants there might be in the room. I think one of the elephants that might be here for most of us is transition. As somebody who's been in the business for 27 years, we need to be thinking through what the future should look like. And of course, change is always hard. And that is not finalized, and there's no decisions that have been made. It's something we're still wrestling with because we want to make sure we do the very best thing for everybody in the company. I can't go deeper than that because I don't know more than that. But please recognize that is an elephant that we do see. I love the fact that this conversation seemed to even apply the idea of highlights do charitable assumptions. She didn't phrase it that way, but I thought, isn't that what it is? You always want to be coming with a positive attitude, is how she put it. Charitable assumptions is kind of the same way. We want to be thinking about things in the light of the very best perspective. We think the best of everyone. When I went back to Beth later on in the day, after we'd had the whole Jack demonstration, and I thought, oh, fire him, get him out of here. He's too aggressive. He's too tough. And I came back to her and I said, I need to apologize for that because it's one of those where my charitable assumptions absolutely did not stand in that place. I thought he was a jerk. I thought he was rude. I thought he was aggressive, and I didn't like him as a person. And I said to her, that actually was very convicting for me because I'm going, no. He's probably a really great guy. Now, she set us up where she's going, okay, you're not going to like him. I mean, she had this whole spiel for us. I mean, she set us up going, you're really not going to like him at all. But if we had worked with him, we'd have gone, wow, he's just really a good manager. He does take care of his people. He took this person aside in the room. So hopefully we would always have that sense of, let's be charitable. It was a good wake-up call for me to remember to always look at kind of the bigger picture and remember where we're coming from. As a result of this, may it be we grow in our conversational skills. And I want to close with, do you see things differently? It's one of the questions. And I'd be interested. Give me some feedback. Anybody have any thoughts of what happened there? Or was it something we all went home and yawned? Or is it something we thought we could use in our life? Somebody be courageous?
I told Carla last week, I said, I noticed when I went home from that, even my interactions with my family had changed just a little bit. So
good news.
Bubba was dealing with, I mean, Nate's being a screwball, but he was trying to get him to do something, and I was like, ooh, let's slow down.
Aww.
I'm seeing things differently right now.
Great application.
So it was very helpful.
Well, good.
Immediately.
Oh, good, good. And I know that Judy mentioned that she had a very good meeting. I don't remember with who. But anyway, it was one where she felt like there was air that had been cleared. And anyway, so it was all good. We have somebody on the roof.
And I've had probably three conversations since then, based off of the conversational capacity in that were far more positive than in the past. Or I just wouldn't have had the conversation. I would have just sat in the back and just had my own personal thoughts about it. And, you know, but yeah, so it's been good for me so far.
Well,
yeah, way so far three.
Way to be brave, good job.
I think something I've noticed too, like from a practical application, is that it's so much more effective when it's in person. Because it's kind of hard to do the testing and get a
right tone
back by email, and so I think it's the most effective in person.
Do I take a bird message home to John? Who does all his communication by email? I'll mention that you had said that.
Yeah, he processed
it. I do too.
Like, he needs to write it out, some people need to speak it out. You know, there's all kinds of ways that we come to our own thoughts, but that's just something I'm very bad about it. Like, I'm not good about.
You're a minimizer too.
Well, I'm just like about efficiency. So if you're quicker, just send a note, then get up and go talk to somebody. Like, I'm terrible at it, so I'm gonna try to do better.
That's a good word. That's a good word for all of us. Anybody else?
Yeah, I had also a few very positive,
wonderful
conversations. I think it was very helpful. Yesterday we had something, it was an email, and it's like, no, let's just, you know, meet for a few minutes,
good,
talk about it, because views were a little bit different.
So it's good.
Think it's
good.
It's great, and I think, yeah, it helps in my personal
good
life, especially with dealing with teenagers and teenagers.
We need to pray for you, Aldina.
It's like, okay, slow down. Like,
you have a 17-year-old?
Yeah.
I remember when he was born.
So I think it was really
good.
Really good. And I think this is great.
I do too.
Keep it.
Handy. Yeah, whoever put those. Thank you, Wayne. Was that your?
Well, I don't remember.
Oh.
That's very handy.
It may have been, but I don't want to take credit for what I don't even remember.
I
don't know.
So thank you all. Appreciate what you do. Go ahead.
I was going to say, yeah. I think it was helpful that we all did it so that we know where we're coming from. I know when I'm a minimizer to the nth degree, and I'd rather eat it than do anything about anything. But knowing that everybody's gone through this, and when you say like a key word or something like that, everybody's, oh yeah, and it gives you a little bit more freedom, I think, and the ability to think differently than you had before, and maybe it's not ever going to be perfect or what I'd envision that things would be if I actually spoke up, but to know that people have gone through this and they're aware that there are issues and that, yeah, we can talk.
That's good.
Absolutely.
Thank you for being courageous. And
well, I am courageous about a lot of things, but not stuff like that.
No, I hear you.
Yeah, and I found that even for me, like, for the few conversations I've had, being able to go in and use those keywords, like, I am practicing my courage now. It even lets, like, kind of like that, I'm going to screw this up, and people go, oh, okay, we're going to give you, you know, like, it's going to be okay with me. You know?
So. More grace.
Definitely brings the eyes, I
yes.
guess.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Anybody else? I want to make sure I hear you. Oh. Thank you for being courageous.